Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote mostly Democratic candidates? Usually vote for mostly... Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the past 30 years. So in your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and shall continue, or it's time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
Time for a change.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today, according to you? Property taxes, healthcare costs, illegal immigration and the border, gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, or violent crime?
I'll say gun violence.
Okay, thank you so much. And which is the next most important problem or issue?
The economy.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Steve Ellison.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. The next one in is Ken Paxton.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. The next one is Mark LaHood.
I don't know him.
Okay. The next one is Colin Overed.
I don't know who that is. I recently moved to Texas, so I may not be the one to be taking this survey.
This is just your personal opinions. You know, sometimes people that have lived there will actually don't know many of the people, so it's okay.
All right.
Okay. Then we have Laurel Jordan Swift.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one is Joe Biden.
Well, he's not running for anything, but he was favorable as the president.
Okay. And would you say it's very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the United States Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Overed, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate between Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you choose if you had to choose today?
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some follow-up information about both of these candidates for state House district candidates. The first one is Mark LaHood. He's a proud Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. And then we have Laurel Jordan Swift. The Democrat is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Now, based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laurel.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please mark with which side do you agree with most? The first one says, the liberals' work philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles? Or America's country built on ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
That, the second one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, again, can you please mark which side you agree with most? The first one says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights of choice dictated by government politicians, or agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
The first one.
Okay, thank you so much. And which one is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is trying to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it? Or Governor Abbott is putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the healthcare costs? Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border.
The second one.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life, like banning abortions?
Yes, I do believe in banning abortions.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that your opponents might make. Can you please rate your reaction to each one as either very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote against that candidate? The first one is, Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
It's becoming very confusing to me. I really don't understand all that part. How long is this survey?
We're only half the way.
I have to go. I can't take anymore.
I really understand your complaints. I really understand your complaints, but
it's becoming very hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Okay, I really get that.
Okay, I need to hang up.
Okay, thank you so much for. Okay, I really understand that. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.